You have just tuned in to the Save Our Black Boys radio program, an informational program using Bible-based principles, research findings, and educational news with practical tips to help our black sons move from failing and mediocre grades to excellent grades. Now here's your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake.
Welcome, listeners, and especially parents. This program is for you. Our topic for today is Father Speaks to Son, Proverbs for Young Black Males. And I'm so happy to have as our guest today, Dr. Norman K. Miles. Welcome, Dr. Miles, to our Save Our Black Boys broadcast.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Dr. Miles is very experienced. He's an educator and he's a Christian pastor. He has served as an administrator and a college professor for over 49 years, so I'm so honored to have someone of his expertise on our program today. Now, Dr. Miles, you are writing a book.
Yes.
About Proverbs for Young Black Males. That's so important. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, actually, this book is something that I've been working on and doing bits and pieces of for the last probably 18 or 19 years. And my concern was because of my own sons. I have two sons and three daughters. But by the time I really got into this, my kids were pretty much grown and out of the house. But I saw so many young black men, young men having really difficult problems that the Bible has answers to. And so I looked in Proverbs, and Proverbs is really geared toward advice for young men coming of age. And so I thought I could put it in a way that would be more applicable to the African-American experience.
Thank you. And that's so needed. And I can't wait for it to be published. Please let us know when it hits the press. So Proverbs, I know, has 31 chapters. And someone said it's a good idea to read one chapter corresponding to the date of the month. That's one way to get through the book. And just keep reading it over and over again because there's so many gems. Now, who wrote Proverbs?
Proverbs was written by Solomon. They're the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, except for chapter 31, which is written by a woman. But the other chapters are written by Solomon, rather.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm so glad to learn that from you. So now the book of Proverbs gives a lot of advice for males, and we're going to focus on young black males because the advice is timeless, and I'm sure these are principles that can apply to what's happening to young black males right now. And we know that our communities have become, and our schools have become rather hostile environments for young black males. They're going into schools where they may not have support. There's a school-to-prison pipeline. So which of these proverbs could help that young man, maybe the one with the sagging pants, walking down the street who may have given up hope? Which proverbs may be of most help to him?
Now, I'm not sure, but I would say probably just beginning, because the whole book of Proverbs is written as a father writing to a son and by extension to all the other sons of Israel. And he puts in his prologue that the purpose of the book is to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. And verse 4 of chapter 1 says, to give prudence to the simple. In other words, to help people who don't really have it together get smart.
So the young man with the sagging pants might be a case in point who needs some prudence.
Well, the rest of the verse says, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So if the young man is wearing saggy pants, he should have the knowledge that that is actually a prison kind of outfit, and it has some connotations that he may not want to be involved with, and discretion, that is to know that, yeah, you may be able to get away with that walking down the street, but that's not what you want to be wearing when you go in for a job interview.
So discretion is learning how to apply the knowledge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that is critical. Now, Proverbs talks about so many wonderful aspects of life. First, you said that it talks about the importance of listening.
Exactly. Verse 5, chapter 1 says this, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. So a wise person is somebody who listens. And verse 8 says, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. In other words, your life will be better if you'll just listen and learn. You don't have to repeat all of the mistakes that everybody else is making.
Now, our children today are doing a lot of listening, but they're listening on the cell phone, they're listening on the tablet, they're listening to their peers. Some parents allow their children to take the cell phone to bed. They don't know what time the child goes to sleep. So they're listening all right, but they may not be listening to the correct voices.
Well, that's true. Interestingly enough, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 says this, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and a whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. He says, don't cast your lot with them. My son, do not walk with them in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. In other words, Proverbs is saying, you got to be careful who you listen to, who you get yourself involved in. And he uses the term sinners, which doesn't just mean people who are who don't have a religious mooring, but people who don't have a conscience, who haven't developed a sense of right and wrong and are not trying to do what's valuable and what's right. It says when people like this say, come on, join us, that Proverbs says, don't do it.
So it's important to listen and then to know who you're listening to.
Exactly.
To people who have a moral compass.
Exactly.
Who know the difference between right and wrong. So we would like to think that parents fit that category of the people that children should listen to.
We would like to think so. And I do think that probably in most cases that's true. We everybody knows of a case or two when you have unfit parents who teach their children the worst kinds of things. But most parents are loving parents who really want their children to do well. The biggest problem that parents have these days, in my opinion, is that they don't know how to direct the children, or they're afraid to direct the children, or they want to be friends with the children. I have two sons. My oldest son is 46, is he 47? And my youngest son is 42. And when they grew up, especially when they became teenagers, you know, they got into that stage where they want to challenge authority and push the envelope. And I had to respond to them, and I wrote my oldest son when he first sort of got, as my mother used to say, began to smell himself. That was her term when you get sort of insolent as a teenager. And I wrote him a letter and I said, son, I am not your friend, but I'm better than a friend, because friends come and go. I will be here and I will love you no matter what. And I said to him, you may not like it because I'm your father, but there are two things that will never change in your life. Nothing can change the fact that I am your father, and nothing can change the fact that I will always love you. But I'm not your friend, so I don't care whether you like what I say or not.
That is powerful advice, parents. I hope you're taking notes. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back and talk more with our guest, Dr. Norman K. Miles.
Remember, those who read succeed. If you're looking for black history books and books about people of color, shop online at Brown Sugar and Spice Books. The website is www.brownssbooks.com. That's www.brownssbooks.com. Brown Sugar and Spice Books offers to families, schools, and churches top quality, true-to-life, inspiring, and beautifully illustrated children's books and black history books for all ages. So, shop online at www.brownssbooks.com and make reading a daily family activity in your home. Brown Sugar and Spice Books specializes in true stories about people of color. www.brownssbooks.com. Happy reading. Thank you.
Do you know anyone who wants to attend college but doesn't have the money? We can help you. Go online to www.saveourblackboys.net and click on Services for You. There is scholarship money for everyone. Did you know there are scholarships for tall people, scholarships for black males, scholarships for children of veterans, scholarships for people from Detroit, and there's a scholarship for you. Go online to SaveOurBlackBoys.net. That's www.SaveOurBlackBoys.net and click Services for You. We offer personalized assistance in finding money to attend college. We will show you what to do and then help you do it. Go to www.SaveOurBlackBoys.net and click on Services for You. Yes, you can attend college.
I believe that God is the master scientist. When he made us, he was showing out. After he made us, he gave us lifestyle principles that, when followed, bring health. Sometimes, though, when we disregard those lifestyle principles, we suffer from disease and premature death. But heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, neuropathy, amputation, depression, kidney failure, and retinopathy that leads to blindness do not have to affect you, even if you have a family history of these diseases and their complications. How can you protect yourself? By making some healthier lifestyle choices. It's not as hard as you think. It's what your doctor already told you and is what the Creator always knew. Go to bed before 10 every night. Walk 20 to 30 minutes a day. Get a daily sun bath. Eat more plant foods. Start saying no. Drink some clear, cool water. Take some deep breaths and yield to the power of the divine. These simple lifestyle principles are transforming people's lives and helping them to celebrate healthy living. Why not start celebrating with them today? I'm Donna Green Goodman, health educator, author, cooking show host, and 15-year breast cancer survivor. I made the choice to take charge of my health and experienced amazing results. You can do the same thing. For information on how to help you, those you love, your church or organization get started, visit our website at stillshoutin.com. That's www.stillshoutin.com or give us a call at 256-379-5556. That's stillshoutin.com or call us at 256-379-5556. You will be so glad you did.
You're listening to Save Our Black Boys with Jacqueline Galloway Blake.
Welcome back, listeners. Our topic for today is Father Speaks to Son, Proverbs for Young Men. And our guest has been a professor for 27 years at the University of Michigan, teaching religion and the African-American experience. He has a lot of experience as a church pastor, an administrator, and a college professor. And we're so happy to have him on our show today to talk about Proverbs for Black males, young Black males, and how parents can, what parents can teach their children and how they can teach them. Now, you talked before the break about the importance of listening and knowing who to listen to and what to say to your child when they say, I want to be your friend. I don't see why we have to do this. I thought that was very powerful. And I hope the parents will find value in using this same expression. I am not your friend, but I am better than a friend. Oh, that is so wonderful because I will always be there. Friends come and go, you said.
That's correct.
And I will always love you.
Always love you. And nothing can change the fact that we're bonded. I'm your father. You may not like it, but I'm what you got.
And isn't that what God says to us? He is our father, and he will never stop loving us.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true.
Such an important message. Now, Proverbs, besides talking about listening to parents, it also talks about avoiding peer pressure.
It does. Proverbs admonishes the young person not to get involved with people who are who don't share a moral compass, who entice them to do other things. Book of Proverbs also admonishes young men, because it's geared toward young men, not to be seduced by the seductress. And there's this painting that's given of a young man who's walking down the street. And the Bible describes him as a simple person. And this woman comes out, and she's got her jewelry and her makeup and her beautiful clothing on, her perfume. And she talks to him, and she seduces him. She says, "Come on in. My husband's gone. He took a big bag of money, so he's going to be gone for a long time. And we will just take our fill of love," and so forth. And he goes like a lamb to the slaughter. And in the process, the Bible says, before he knows it, an arrow pierces his liver. In other words, he gets killed. So the idea that the writer of the Proverbs, the idea Solomon is trying to do is give, is to say, if you just walk the straight and narrow and not allow yourself to deviate one way or the other, you'll be just fine.
So the Bible is even dealing with human sexuality and advice to all of us, and especially in Proverbs to young men. Does Proverbs talk anything about work? Nowadays, people want to get out of work, looking for a shorter work week. And some parents do not give their children chores to do. Does Proverbs say anything about the value of work?
The Proverbs says a lot about the value of work and of money and how you relate to money. There's a soliloquy in Proverbs: "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." And gives the story of this ant who in the summertime is busy working all the time, collecting food and storing it up, so that when the wintertime comes, the ant will be well provisioned. And that's it. That's the idea that the Proverbs gives, that in the time when things are favorable, that's the time for you to work, for you to save, for you to store up, because at some point a difficult time is going to come. But if you're prepared for it, if you have, and it says that some people are not prepared. The lazy person says, "Oh, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to relax. A little folding of the hands. Take a little rest," and they get in trouble. Proverbs also talks about how you handle your money. In chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "My son, if you become surety for the friend, you have shaken hands in a pledge for a stranger. You are snared by the words of your mouth, and you are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself, for you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself and plead with your friend. Give him no sleep, no slumber. Deliver yourself from the hand of the hunter." What he means is, don't co-sign for anybody. Don't put your financial well-being in jeopardy for somebody else. And of course, chapter 6 is when chapter 5, verse 6 is when he talks about the ant. Right after that, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. She doesn't have a captain or an overseer or a ruler, yet she provides her supplies in the summer, gathers her food in the good times." And it says, "How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When you rise up from your sleep, a little slumber, little folding of the hands, so shall your poverty come upon you like a prowler, and you will need, and your need like an armed man." In other words, if you don't work, eventually you won't have.
If you don't work, eventually you won't have. Now, what chapter was that about the ant?
Proverbs chapter 6, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6.
So Proverbs is telling us, and especially males, young men, it's important to work. Would that translate also into going to bed early and getting up early? So you have a lot of time to work,
well,
as opposed to getting up at 11 o'clock.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, he says in verse 9, chapter 6, how long will you slumber, O sluggard? Sluggard was an old English word for somebody who's lazy. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? And the sluggard says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. He says, so shall your poverty come on you like a prowler. So that's the problem that you have if you don't use your time wisely.
So parents need to have early bedtimes, a set time for bed, which should be an early time for bed. Because children need a certain amount of sleep to be effective.
Absolutely.
And children need, would you agree that children need chores? I believe it's in the Proverbs, isn't it?
Yeah, it talks about work all through the Proverbs. And I believe children need chores. I'll just tell you how I grew up in a home that was a pretty regimented home. That is, when I came home from school, I had to change out of my school clothes, and I had my little, you know, knock-around clothes to wear. I got my grandmother, because my parents were both working at that time, so she would be my caregiver when I was really small. She'd give me a big glass of chocolate milk when I came home. And I could watch 1/2 hour of TV. That was all. I was allowed 1/2 hour of TV every day. I could relax and drink my chocolate milk and watch 30 minutes. That's all I could watch. I could watch Popeye or I could watch Fun Farm, but I couldn't watch both.
Ooh.
And then when that time was over, the TV went off and they had a job for me. They called it a chore. Monday through Friday, I had a chore. And it was, yeah, you sweep up the kitchen or you go outside and bring in something. Or they had a little thing. It wasn't a big thing. But it was something that would take maybe about 15 minutes to do, 15 minutes, no more than 1/2 hour. And after that, wash up, eat your dinner, do your homework, go to sleep.
Listeners, are you enjoying these words of wisdom from Proverbs with our guest, Dr. Norman K. Miles? Stay tuned for part two next week when Dr. Miles talks about how to handle a child who rebels against your teaching. And we're giving away a free African-American book next week based on today's interview and the continuing interview with Dr. Miles next week. So come back next week for part two. Tune in at www.saveourblackboys.net. Listen online or on the radio in Detroit at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or listen online or on the radio in Chicago at 4:30 a.m. Central. Parents, listeners, we hope today's broadcast has encouraged you to study the book of Proverbs and to continue instructing, parenting, and loving your son, your children, no matter how difficult it may seem. Yes, there may be mountains that you will have to climb, but don't give up now on your son. Don't give up.
never said there wouldn't be trials. Never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that it would go the way I want it to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel all hope is gone, I lift my hands up to the sky and say, help me to be
listening to the Save Our Black Boys radio program with your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake. Save Our Black Boys is a radio program dedicated to educating, enlightening, and empowering parents to embrace lifestyle changes in the home that support success for African American boys in the school.